Just about every group of psychotropic agents has been used to treat some aspect of PTSD. The serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the SSRIs, such as Prozac, Zoloft, Effexor, and Paxil, have been most thoroughly studied, and they can make feelings less intense and life more manageable. Patients on SSRIs often feel calmer and more in control. Feeling less overwhelmed often makes it easier to engage in therapy. Other patients feel blunted by SSRIs. They feel they're losing their edge. I approach it as an empirical question. Let's see what works, and only the patient can be the judge of that. On the other hand, if one SSRI does not work, it's worth trying another, because they all have slightly different effects. It's interesting that the SSRIs are widely used to treat depression, but in a study in which we compared Prozac with eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, for patients with PTSD, many of whom were also depressed, EMDR proved to be a more effective antidepressant than Prozac. I'll return to that subject in Chapter 15. Medicines that target the autonomic nervous system, like propranolol or clonidine, can help to decrease hyperarousal and reactivity distress. This family of drugs works by blocking the physical effects of adrenaline, the fuel of arousal, and thus reduces nightmares, insomnia, and reactivity to trauma triggers. Blocking adrenaline can help to keep the rational brain online and make choices possible. Is this really what I want to do? Since I have started to integrate mindfulness and yoga into my practice, I use these medications less often, except occasionally to help patients sleep more restfully.